Okay, we have one group left. This will be Group A. So let's go ahead and get started. Our first image in Group A, early morning at Lover's Point. Beautiful sunset. I like the tree off to the left side. Some benches out there. Been nice to have somebody sitting on one of the benches. Looks like I do see somebody down at the beach down there. But very pleasing picture. Image 2 in Group A, morning light. Beautiful God's rays shining through there. The foreground here, maybe add a little more foreground, have somebody standing there by the railing looking over there. And yeah, bring it down a little bit. Or maybe even take it up, I'm not sure. I think I'd like to have somebody there looking out there. But, you know, nicely done, well done image. Number 3, aquarium fish. Wow, beautiful colors, sharp as can be. I like the composition, and up nice and close. I think this is a very strong image. Image number 4, Degas's Dancer. Very, very nice image here. I love the reflections in the glass and people are paying attention and the mannequin or the art piece there. You've isolated it nicely with that background. And I think everything in this image is working out very well. Image number 5, drumstick and crystal. I see the drumstick a little out of focus, and the crystals are out of focus. The subject to me, I think, would be more the saxophone and the hands. The lady on the left with her mouth wide open, I think she's distracting from the saxophone and the hands. Maybe eliminate her so you just have maybe the crystals on the right, the saxophone and the hands, I think would work better for me. Interesting picture, but maybe a little bit too much going on. Image number 6, garden flower. Nice little calla lily there. Interesting shadows on the background. I think I'd prefer maybe a little more light on the calla lily. And darken down, I don't know, I guess maybe in this division you don't do that. The contrast between the background and the lovely flower, I think, is a little bit distracting. Composition works okay, and maybe even crop in a little tighter on the flower itself would work work better. Okay, image number 7, Golden Gate Bridge at the South Anchorage. Definitely looks like the Golden Gate Bridge. Lots of patterns and structures there, blue sky. I'm wondering if maybe a lower light coming through all that work might be even more interesting. Your composition's working well, how it's springing out like maybe a lily plant or something, and certainly a shot maybe a lot of people would walk by, but I do find it interesting. Image 8, Hot Rod Heaven. Oh boy, this is beautiful. I love the lines, the blue sky with the clouds reflecting, and the headpiece on the hood there is just beautiful. Very well done. Image number 9, infinity. The last picture we had a V coming towards us. In this picture, the V is heading out away from us. You've got a person in there. It adds a little interest to it. Your horizon is nice and level. The different shades of blue work well for me. And overall, I think we have another strong image here. Okay, image number 10, Key to My Heart. Well, that's very interesting. Key to My Heart, and it's got a heart shape in the middle with the key standing out. You've isolated the key very nicely, and all the arrows certainly give us some direction to the key. And this is very well done, very interesting, and I think it's got good visual impact. Image number 11, Kiss and Tell. We almost have an abstract. I do see a figure in there. Maybe that's part of the Kiss and Tell. Nice colors. I almost want to turn this one vertical. I mean, excuse me, horizontal. Turn it to the left to make a horizontal image out of it. That orange could almost be a sunset. But nice colors, nice design, and it works just fine with the vertical presentation. Image number 12, Palace of Fine Arts. I've seen a lot of pictures of it. I think your composition's fine. I like how you put the big dome over on the left side. You have nice reflections in there. Maybe drop back and pick up the whole dome, or maybe even move in a little tighter and just get the pillars on the right. Nice blue sky, and certainly a beautiful structure. And overall, I think it works fine. I suspect that early morning would be even stronger, maybe even before the sun hits it. But a nice image. Image number 13, shiny red car, and it certainly is shiny. The turquoise green in the back, I don't find that too intrusive. The little line on it coming out of the headpiece on the hood there is a little bit awkward, but you've isolated very nicely, clean design. And I believe the composition's working just fine. Very nice. Image 14, Sunrise at Pacific Grove. Somebody's not afraid to get up early. Oh, yeah, sunrise. And beautiful sunrise, gorgeous. The ocean silhouetting the peninsula is just fine. Maybe you could do with a little less foreground, either that or bring it out a little bit more, but that's a beautiful image. I think a lot of people will be very happy to have that up on their wall. Image number 15, Tulips Bilboa. Oh, beautiful. You've isolated them nicely with a highlighted background and foreground. Colors stand out nicely, nice flowing lines. Composition works very nice. The apartments in the back are a little distracting, but the strong colors and shapes of the tulips here, I think, overpower that. So this makes a very strong image. Okay, now we've completed Group A. Now we need to do the awards. And I'll start with the HMs. Three HMs that I'm going to award HMs to, excuse me. The shiny red car will be one. The aquarium fish will be two. And the sunrise at Pacific Grove will be my third HM. Now, the first, second, and third awards. Third place, I have the Tulips Bilboa. Second place, I have Hot Rod Heaven. And first place, I have the Degas Dancer. All right, I think that completes my job for this evening. It's been a pleasure. You have many beautiful images there. And like I say, it's been a pleasure. And you folks have a great night. Bye-bye.